Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The book, This I Swear Is True. It's the story of Marilyn Moore, our guest on the program tonight. Doctors tell her she's got a fatal illness. How does she respond? She talks about that in this remarkable book, This I Swear Is True. Marilyn, welcome to the program. A powerful book. It's a pleasure to have you with us on the program.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bratton. Thank you so much
for having me. Please call me Rick, and I'm really looking forward to this conversation. You get those words that so many people dread, and they don't know how they would respond, and sometimes it happens out of nowhere. The book starts, the very first sentence is, you have cancer. Talk about that and the journey when that starts. I mean, that slaps you to reality out of nowhere. Talk about that, and it basically was what a death sentence the doctor was giving you.
Yes, he was giving me the death sentence, telling me I have cancer and that I had a few months to live, that the cancer spread, and I needed chemo and radiation. And I had an attorney friend that went with me, and she's the one that stood up and said, "What are you telling her? What are you telling her?" And I was looking at myself and I said, "I have cancer? This is the way I look? I'm dying?" I couldn't get it. So with that, you know, everything you had to, it's hard to take it. You're dying. And so I had to think about whether or not I was going to get any chemo or radiation.
Well, yeah, and that's such, and people go through that and they have to, there's pros and cons. You weigh all of that. Talk about what went into the decision to not do the chemo and the radiation. Talk about the decision and then what you decided to do, because I don't want to give away the story, but you end up beating this and you didn't follow the doctor's advice. Talk about the decision process to follow what you wanted to do.
You know, I was taught to pray at 3 years old by my grandparents. They didn't teach me the Bible. They didn't tell me about a devil. But I was taught to pray, and I went on to Catholic school, and they were so devoted to the church. And in 2006, I got the first two tumors in my breast. And again, they said, "We're going to take your breast out. We're going to give you reconstruction as big as you want." No. Just take the tumors out. Then they said I needed chemo and radiation, and I said no. But in 2006, I had heard that Tamara Kerkoumian was by Switzerland a cancer cure. Upon ingestion, it began to make the tumors commit suicide. So I got it. I thought it was going to be real big in the United States, but I never heard it. But I went to the vitamin store, and there it was. And I started taking the turmeric. And so I asked for a sign in church. Since I was 6 years old, to ask Jesus to show me his face because they said he was invisible. But at night when I would pray, I'd say, "Oh, come on, come on, come on." And then I went to church 50 some years later, and he showed me his face in the church. And I was just in awe in his time when I needed it. How could that not been a sign? It wasn't a Mickey Mouse in the altar. It wasn't a Donald Duck. It was his face from an Easter image.
Wow.
And Easter was that Sunday. So, no, I knew it was for me. So I said, "I don't need it. I don't need cancer. I don't need the radiation." So I said, "Okay, Father, this is your cancer. I'm going to still have fun with my kids. You take it." And so when they took the first two tumors out, the doctors were yelling at the nurse because of the turmeric. They said, "Nurse, why are you taking so long?" Excuse me. And she says, "Doctor, I can hardly find the tumors. They're so small." And wow. It isn't until now that I realized the turmeric was working. So
what did the doctors think? What did the doctors think when they saw that the tumors were actually disappearing? What did they think?
Oh, well, that wasn't until 2013. In 2013, tumors came out again, eight of them. lymph nodes, breast,
wow.
the whole bit. Doctor says, that's when they told me I needed to get the tumors out. And I said, no chemo, no radiation. And they told me that I had to make my directives. Well, I started taking the Graviola because I saw it in a botanical garden 5 years before, and it was a Brazilian pawpaw tree. So I started Googling it. I found the Graviola, and I called, and he says, you have cancer. I go, yeah, they're giving me a few months to live. And he said, well, he takes six a day. Okay, six a day, $15 a bottle. I took them, and in 6 weeks, eight tumors disappeared. When I went to the doctors, they were running out of the hospital. What happened? Where are your tumors? I go, doctors, this is what I took.
Amazing. And it wasn't chemo. It wasn't radiation.
It was a supplement from the earth, Brazilian tree. So I called the guy back because I was going to continue taking them. And he told me what happened. I said, it took away my tumors. He said, it takes away pancreatic, stomach, colon, prostate, breast tumors. But the FDA wouldn't approve it. So I said, okay, but I'm still going to take it. And I started taking it. And then later, I didn't need the chemo. Of course, doctors got mad. I got a tumor in my clavicle here. And doctors were running around telling me my cancer came back and said it was going to go to my brain because I had stopped taking the Graviola. Mm. That was 2 years later. And it was going to go to my brain and I needed radiation. And I said, no, just take it out. And when they went, they took it out. That's when they told me I was dying. And so I didn't go for it still. I didn't go. I couldn't. Well, then they really did another surgery on my breast, my right breast. They took it all out because I grew a big tumor. See, I didn't continue taking the Graviola.
Yes.
So, but I had wonderful things happen to me. I mean, I still didn't take the radiation. They were going to take the breast out. I said, I thought you, back in 2013, you guys told me you couldn't take the breast out because I was too far gone. And they said, and now you're going to take the breast out? And they said, yeah. Well, I didn't have any more tumors from there. And now they took the breast out. And what happened? Benign. Only the tumor had cancer. But you should have seen the mess they made on my back. I had a hole there. I showed my kids. I said, see, I'm not going to die from cancer. I'm going to die from this mess. And so they took away my tumors. This is the best cancer hospital that there is. The doctors are looking at me. What did you do? I showed them what I did. And one doctor told me it wouldn't make them any money.
Yes.
So
yes.
I knew because when chemo treatment is what, $15,000?
It's expensive. Yeah. I'm not sure what that is, but yes, it is expensive. How are you today?
No cancer, no tumors, nothing. I have textbook blood pressure. I don't have anything.
It's an amazing story. And our guest is Marilyn Moore. If you're just joining us, that's Moore. The book is This I Swear Is True. You'll find the book at Amazon, all the usual places. Yes. Infusedmedia.co is another place that you'll be able to pick up the book as well. I know something you deal with is trying to convince people they really don't need to be afraid. Fear is not going to work. Talk about that. How did you, were you afraid at any particular point in time here, or did you feel I've got it covered?
No, I was afraid because the tumors were growing big. And that was, like I said, when I stopped taking the Graviola, I had to take it again.
Yes.
And I would cry at night because they did hurt me. But I believed in God since I was small. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. When you were a small little boy, you'd bring a paper home because what's happening now is everybody forgets to pray. When we were small, we brought papers home from our teachers and told our mother and father, you got to sign it. And your mother would say, okay, I'll have it ready for tomorrow. You could take to school. We went to bed. We went to sleep. We didn't get up and go check to see if she did it all night. We didn't. Why? Because we trusted her. We believed in them. And that's how we forget to pray. I mean, I'm not a person, a churchgoer that goes out and preaches. I don't do that. All I know is if I would have disobeyed that sign in the church and still went and got it, that would be saying, I don't trust you, God. You showed me your face, but I don't trust you. I'm going to go get the chemo anyway. That's showing that I didn't trust. So I was taking that chance, but I was okay with it.
And it worked out. It's just such a remarkable story that you are doing so well and you've been through so much. The book is This I Swear Is True. Now, as people read the book, as you talk to people, as your friends realize you didn't take the chemo, you didn't take the radiation, you're alive. How do they understand why you're here, what you did, or do they think it's just a misdiagnosis maybe in the beginning or a fluke of some kind? How do people respond to your story?
They do. They said I did voodoo. They said I wrote a fairy tale.
Jeez.
They said I was misdiagnosed, and it started since 2006 all the way to 2016, I think. And I wasn't, you know, I'm willing to even take a lie detector test to show people I didn't lie about nothing in the book. We just don't take the time to see all the wonderful tools that are given to us to work with and help us. And so
you did, and you're sharing that in the book, This I Swear Is True. Again, Marilyn Moore,
yes.
M-O-O-R-E, is the author. Our guest on the program, book available at Amazon, the usual places. Boy, time is going by way too quickly here. Let's talk about what you hope the takeaway is. When people read the book, what do you hope, what message do you hope they take away from reading This I Swear Is True?
They'll take away trust. They'll take it with them. They'll trust. Because I'm nobody special, honest. I've done things in my life that I regret and I wish I could change. So God listens to everybody, not just me. But I trusted him, and I want them to take that with them. I want them to know that. And you know what? We're never alone. Our ancestors, our mother, father, our cousins, everybody's always around. And nobody knows that. They get afraid or whatever. No, it's not. They're still in our lives because they watch out for us. And that's, I learned so much because there's so many good self-help books outside, so many good books to read about how we can heal ourselves and make ourselves healthy.
And this book is one. This I Swear Is True. And I know you'd like people to share this book, to talk about it to others that may be going through situations that require it, or just pass it around and share it with other people. There are alternatives, aren't there?
Yes. And if they come down with cancer, they're going to have, many weeks go by before they go and get a biopsy or an x-ray. They're scheduling you. Get the Graviola. Try it. Take 6 a day. At least try it. And $15 a bottle?
And that's available where? Most health food stores?
I think a Target has it. But there's a, on the in the book, there's a website to go on, and the guy will send it to you, and it's a1dv.com, a1dv.com, V as in Victor, .com, a1dv.com, and you know what, they'll be fine. He sends everything to you, and you got to just take it and trust it.
Well, it's in the book.
But you do get scared because the doctors do scare you.
Well, it is frightening, and you talk very openly about that. You also talk about the power of your mind and how important that is in getting through something like this on several different levels. Talk about that, the power of the mind, and something we sort of give to somebody else when we go through a situation like that. We let them do the thinking for us. How important is it to do thinking for yourself?
You know who taught me that? And he passed away, but it was Wayne Dyer. I used to look at all those programs, and he said, he gave me some chat to say every day, change the way you look at things, and the things you look at begin to change. And I memorized it and said it every day, driving because I was a bus operator, and I saw it. You better believe it. You better believe it changes. The other day, there was a little a guy who just started being an attorney, and he was telling me how difficult things were. And I gave him that, and he called me, and he says, you know what? I've been saying it, and it's changed things for me. I go, keep on saying it, because you have that power. Well, we all have God within us. We know that. We have to listen to the inner voice. And I'm telling you, the inner voice is the one that we listen to, and you could change anything. And the inner voice is easy to, like you're driving down the highway and there's a yellow light and it's going to change red. But you say, should I take it? No. Should I take it? No. Should I take it? You're arguing. But if you don't take it, you stop arguing. That's the voice we're supposed to listen to.
And that's amazing.
Unless you take it. And then what happens? Somebody hits you and you said, I knew I should have stopped.
Exactly. And this basically all goes back to what your grandparents, your grandmother in church at, what do you say, age 3 when all this started? You didn't know it at the time.
My grandfather was all into this. My grandfather was the greatest guy. He was into everything. I used to look at his books and back in his library of all these things that he talked about, all these self-help stuff. He was like a man of way beyond his the years. He should have been here. He had a flat screen on his TV in 56 in his wall. It was a TV. He had that there. All his house was filled with, the you can talk, the compute, the that you could talk, where you can say something in the monitors. He had all that.
In 1956.
He knew how to do all that.
Amazing. Way ahead of his time.
But I'm going to tell you something, just this one thing. When I prayed to him a week before his birthday, he traveled all over the world. He went to Lourdes for the healing water. It was his birthday. And I told him, Grandpa, have a happy birthday. I wish I had the money to go to the healing waters like you and my grandma did. But it's okay. Have a happy birthday. And I was going to have the last operation on a month later. Well, a week later was my birthday. And guess what? In the mail, the FedEx mail, I got a package, a bottle of water from Lourdes, from my cousin Jimmy, who didn't know I was going to get the surgery. And he said, I know you like this. I'm filling the bottle of water myself, and I'm sending it to you. And it came to
Amazing.
Me. Imagine when I had just asked God, Grandpa.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. They're here. They're going to help you. We're never alone. Don't ever feel bad. You're never, ever alone.
All of this positivity is in Marilyn's book. And I got a couple minutes here. The book is This I Swear Is True. What kind of experience has this been for you in writing this book and getting your message out there? And then before we leave here, I want to ask if you're writing on another book. You've got so much to say.
No, because this one made me feel bad because, like I said, people don't believe. Oh, they believe in God, but they don't trust. And like I said, I'm not a perfect person. I do things, and well, I'm old now, but on my life. But you know what? Honest to God, I didn't lie about nothing in the book, nothing. But I did believe in God since I was a little girl, and the power that you can have to help other people. That I know.
And you can remember the name of the book very easily. This I Swear Is True. And all of it the life story that Marilyn is telling and sharing. And you'll find the book available at Amazon, the usual places, also at infusedmedia.co. And we've got all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Marilyn, a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for taking the time for sharing your story. It's just a remarkable story. And when people hear those words from the doctor that they don't want to hear, I guess the message is there are alternatives out there and just need to use your mind, think for yourself, and have faith.
And just trust. You can heal yourself. You can heal yourself. You just have to look. You have to investigate. But yes, there is Graviola, turmeric. You can get a GNC vitamin places.
Oh, yes. And there's a roadmap for you to follow, which Marilyn has for you in her book, This I Swear Is True. Marilyn, thank you again so much. Continued good health. Thank you for spending some time with us and all the information. You're welcome. You're welcome. And all the information on Marilyn Moore and her book, This I Swear Is True, is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.